League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 and 97.9 HD2. Go there. 97.9 HD2. John Chill joining us now from the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, where you get your games on. It is fun, fun, fun. It is one of my favorite places to go. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. You got the DraftKings Sportsbook. You've got the beautiful casino and hotel rooms and restaurants and golf course and poker room. And, man, it's heaven. And John Chill lives it. He lives the life every day. So he's joining us here to talk about what's going on and them damn Yankees. How much was everybody on the Dodgers in this series?
You know what? We had more on the Yankees. I think since they were the underdog, we were okay with the Dodgers. We had a little bit of Yankee play, I think, in game three. And then, but as far as the series and that, we were okay with the Dodgers. But, yeah, John, those damn Yankees, I think I might retire. I had a Jacksonville State parlay with the Yankees money line or run line last night, and I thought the 5-0, I could go to bed and wake up and do the show. That didn't happen. It was wild. I switched to the game, and all of a sudden I looked, it was 5-5. So I might retire. This might be my last call after last night. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is insane. But anyway, that's why they play the game. But yeah, as far as the book, we were okay with the Dodgers winning. I'm a half Yankee fan. I'm a Pirate fan until about May or June, and then they're usually 15, 20 games out, and then I become a Yankee fan. But, I thought that they would be able to come through. I thought they had the better pitching. But anyway, as far as the book, yeah, we saw that. It was wild. I was just looking at Freeman's odds when he started. He was plus 2,500 for MVP, and, went down to minus 1,600 within, after the series. So that was crazy. So baseball's over. Football begins. We on the floor. We got some promotions this weekend. We're giving away a car this weekend.
Giving away a what?
I'm giving away a Genesis X80.
Wow, that's a nice ride.
So if you're a mini box player, you can have entries in there for the drawing this weekend. So that's one of our.
If you're a what player?
Mini baccarat.
Oh yeah.
So we're giving away one of those. We got some slot promotions going on. And, of course, the sports book. So in between games, you can go play mini box, some slots, and win some more money besides the sports book. So,
how do you play mini box?
So you play basically against the banker. It's basically you look at a number and you either, you look at it and see if you can beat that number or not. It's simple, but a lot of it's looking at trends for it. But it's an easy game to learn. If you want to come down, it's an easy game to play.
Yeah. All right. So mini box and go win yourself a Genesis. How's that?
That's this it. Weekend? Yep.
That's a nice ride. So good. Yeah. Good luck to everybody out there.
Do that.
Mini box players, the tables are going to be full. So get on there. Get over there early.
Yep. Looks like weather's going to be a little bit of rain. So come indoors and do some betting and come on in. So baseball's over. I'm gonna try to get like the gambler motto is. You always got tomorrow. So we'll start. I'll start looking at football here, and college is not there's some big marquee games. Kind of interesting. Indiana's getting a lot of love this week. You know, we talked about it a little bit a couple weeks ago. They're getting like 90% of the handle right now. So,
ooh, that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I kind of like the fade there. There's a few things that I think are interesting, John. I think so. Rumor, I heard it from a little birdie that Mac Brown is going to retire from North Carolina, and kind of the team already knows
it. I think they're going to want him to retire.
Well, I know, but the team already knows it.
Yeah.
Like, there's already players looking at portal stuff. And I wonder if they just kind of shut it down. You know what
I
mean?
Or they play hard for him in his life.
Hadn't happened so far. They've known for 3 weeks, I guess, and they've been getting their asses kicked.
Yeah, they're not good. Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to – I'm not sure it's going to be a play for hard for, hey, let's send Mac out on – this is a me generation. They're like, where am I going next?
Yeah.
The other thing is Stanford body clock game. So they are terrible so far when they have had to play body clock games. They've got an 11 o'clock Central start, 12 Eastern. They've got to travel across the country from Stanford to North Carolina State. Right. They're like a 9.5-point
ten
dog.
Now.
Oh, is it 10 now? Yeah, I think that's a really interesting look at the negative body clock, because we're talking about a 12 o'clock Eastern start, which you're four times, you go across three different time zones. So they are really in a pickle there from a body clock standpoint. Not to mention the travel that they already had to do. That's an interesting angle on that one. And here's another one. Who's the only undefeated? There's one undefeated team. I don't think it's Indiana. There's one spread team that's undefeated. Did you see who it was, John? It came in some
notes.
You
know what? I want to say Jacksonville State, but I know there's another one out there. I'm trying to look it up right now.
There's one
that's against the spread you're talking about.
Yeah, one team that is undefeated against the spread, and all I could think of was, then I'm fading it. I'm going the other way.
Miami had the one loss. I was thinking, my brain's on Miami, but I think they're like 7-1 or 6-1. They had the one loss, but
I'm sure.
And that Indiana number that you were talking about is Indiana giving Michigan State 8 on the road. I don't when
no
when,
yeah I like
when,
this
okay game. When is Indiana laying 8 on the road ever? Yeah. Now Michigan State isn't very good, but
no,
my goodness.
I'll take Michigan State plus a point. You just have to play the spot. You got a good spot. You're at home. It's kind of
plus
like,
is there the, now the backup played pretty well last week. He played really well actually.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm still going to take the spot. I mean, you don't think Michigan State who has always been better than Indiana for the most part, now they're like, really? This little brother is going to try to beat, like, you know how jacked they're going to be for that one. So, I don't know. I kind of like the points. Now, I'm hoping for you guys' sake that Michigan State gets it.
Yes.
90% of the handles on Indiana, that's not a good thing. Not a good thing for Indiana fans.
No. And it's wild, too. You were talking about North Carolina. We got about over 75% of the handle on North Carolina right now, which is interesting, too.
Really?
Yeah. Another one I like, stay in Michigan. I kind of like the 14.5 at home, I think, against Oregon. I know Oregon's been clicking, but, you know, I kind of like them at home. I know they haven't played to where they've been the last couple years, but, again, playing at home, November, you know.
When's the last time Michigan caught, and now it's 15? Yeah. When's the last time Michigan caught 15 at home?
Yep.
I mean, plus 15 points, Michigan, especially the way that they played USC. And here's the deal. Is they're going to run the football. Michigan's going to run the football, so scoring might be down. 15 is a lot of points to be given.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot for, especially at the big house. I think they've covered at home 5-1 this year. Or the last six games, they've been 5-1 at home covering. So,
by the way, the team that's undefeated against the spread, John, is Marshall. Marshall 7-0 against the spread.
Is it Marshall? Okay.
Yep, and they're laying 10 at home against Louisiana Monroe. So to me, I'm just fading Marshall from here on out, because at some point the line makers catch up with the team.
The trends will back off eventually. So. Mm-hmm. But that's college. We got your Texans tonight, so that's going to be an interesting game.
What's the handle look like when you start having injuries that play into it? Does it cause the handle to back off a little bit, or are people going to play it regardless?
They're still playing it. It's Thursday night. You know, everybody tries to make their money on Thursday night, so the handle's looking at it now. It's about average. For a Thursday night game. So.
Well, is it? And which side is it on?
60% on the Texans tonight at the 1.5. Yeah, which I was shocked too with the injury and everything going on there. And a lot of bets on the over as well. We're seeing more on the over at 42.5. So, you know,
Over 42 and a half. Well, listen, the Thursday night games have been more, have been a lot more scoring than,
they have,
than
but
before.
You just lost
42 and a half is not a big number.
But you just lost your top receiver, and the Jets play pretty good football against the run.
Yeah.
And they have a shutdown corner. Like, I'm not, I don't know. I'm not seeing what the angle is there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of like the over. I think, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to rebound a little bit this week. I think after last week, you know, hopefully they get it together. So as far as the side, like I said, I like the over 42 and a half.
But, right.
That's interesting. Big handles. A lot of people on the Cowboys this week. That's interesting. Getting three against Atlanta at Atlanta. Trying to look here. Ravens has seen some love there at -9. The big one here I just saw this one, is 86% is on the Commanders. I think they're due for a letdown week against the Giants +4 at New York.
Against the Pack?
Yeah.
In the Commanders, and they're playing in Washington?
No, Commanders are at the Giants. Yep.
Oh, the Commanders are at the Giants. Yeah, Giants. Oh, I thought you said the Pack.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
In New York.
Remember, Tyrone Tracy, who's been a really good rookie running back, has a concussion. So I doubt he plays.
So,
you know, good week for there. You know, I continue, like, for – I like teasing the Bengals down to 1, Dolphins up to 12. You know, I start playing teasers more later in the season, especially on the NFL games.
Ravens down to 3. Feels
yeah,
like
you
a pretty.
The Ravens on a 3. That's a good teaser too.
Feels
especially
like
a, you're coming off a loss.
Yeah.
Yep. Neat stuff. How was your UFC last week?
I did pretty good. We had. Well, I started out. I was actually at the dealership in the morning, and I had the first fight. I don't know if you guys heard that he beat the heck out of him for 3 rounds, and he lost. He was +5. There wasn't a round. I don't think he won. But anyways, as far as the title fight tonight, we did pretty good. We had the. We had the favorite, and then I had the under 4.5 rounds, so I had Max Holloway to go down. So yeah, it's pretty good.
And that's the first time he's been knocked out.
Pretty good.
He'd never been knocked out.
Got knocked out. Yeah.
Did you get something coming back on that? Did you have a little? Were the odds in your favor in terms of? Did you have a knockout or just inside of 4.5 rounds? I guess was that a favorite?
Inside of 4.5. Yeah, and then I had the knockout to go with the parlay then. So, yeah, we did pretty good. We had a lot of Max Holloway as far as the book. We did pretty good there as well, too. We had a lot of Holloway money there. So,
Who you got in the election on Tuesday? Did you bet it?
That's it. I will keep my peace on that one.
Well,
on
but are Tuesday. You are you guys – are y'all booking that?
No, Louisiana will not allow us to book. It has to be a sporting event.
Okay.
They won't. I think Vegas is taking some, but yeah, they won't.
He went from -200 to -190. That's the current number. I'm saying it's -190. Trump.
Trump is -190 now.
Yeah, he had gone. He was a dog for a little bit. He was a favorite. It was picked. Then it was about -140. Then it was he was. Then Kamala was -135, and now Trump is -190.
They should have an over under like when it's going to be official. Is it going to be that night or January?
Over.
December?
I'll take the over.
My bookie's got Trump -210 and Harris +170.
Mm-hmm.
But Harris is popular vote winner. Harris is -185, and Trump's +140 on popular vote.
I'm showing -220 on popular vote for Harris.
Yeah. Well.
There's
she's got all
everywhere.
Them states where you don't need IDs.
There's action everywhere.
She's got all them states where you don't need. Well, Pennsylvania had to just throw out a couple hundred thousand votes. Pennsylvania's a mess. It's a mess. But she's going to destroy them in Pennsylvania.
You know, John, I grew up there.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from. I know. I'm a Pittsburgh boy. So, it's interesting.
Well, you must. If you're the only people that grew up there are Pittsburgh Pirate fans.
That's right.
All right. I hope you made some money on Paul Skeens this year.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're glad to have him. He'll be gone in 2 years. He'll be a Yankee probably by 2026, but we'll enjoy the ride for now.
No, you get him. You got him for 6. You got him for a little bit longer than 2. But
yeah.
But maybe you'll just take the. All right, give us a bunch of money and some picks, and we'll give them to you early.
Yep, that might happen.
It might happen.
Never know with the Pirates.
916 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That's John Chill every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John, as always, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Maybe we'll have the election results in by the time you get on.
That's right.
Over.
Over. Over Thursday at 9?
Over Thursday and a half, yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm going over Christmas.
Over. All right.
That's, all right, I'll see you guys.
Thanks, John. We appreciate it. And I'm talking about the Golden Nugget right now. As a matter of fact, Jerry was there last night. John said, watch my voice because Jerry's over there. It's just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. We do it all the time. Yanni will go, hey, well, it's Friday. Let's go to the Nugget. I mean, it's just perfect. Just 2 hours down the road. You're enjoying a beautiful casino, Las Vegas-style casino. You've got hotel rooms that are Vegas style. I'm telling you, we love the hotel. It's primo. It's nice. It's new. It's beautiful. Your wife will love it. The pool. Bring the wife and let them. You hang out at the pool all day. You go back and forth. You play. She likes to play. She doesn't like to play. Whatever the case may be. But there's shows there. There's restaurants there. There's everybody. Everybody wins when you go to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. I love it. One of my favorite places in the world is the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Make it one of yours. GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we got Cougs tickets to give away. Let's do that at 9:25 exactly. Alan, 9:25, people are going to call in. Caller number 3 is going to win 2 tickets to the Cougs Kansas State tomorrow, 2:30. Should be a nice, or not tomorrow, but Saturday, 2:30. Should be a nice day. For football, maybe a little rainy, so bring a little something to keep you dry. Bring you a little something to have a little libation before the game.
Yeah, get before the there. Game, not in the stands where you sneak it in.
No, you don't have to sneak it in because they got beer sales in the stands.
Yeah,
yeah.
You said bring a little something,
bring a little
for, the
something
libation.
For the pregame. Okay. You want a tailgate out there? Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. You want a tailgate, or you can go to their Bud Light thing where you can buy the food and drink as well. And all kinds of games they got over there as well. 2:30 game, Kansas State, who's an 11-point favorite? No, 13-point favorite. 13-point favorite right now. A little payback for last year. Let's go, Cougs. And show them. Show them, Wildcats, what you're made of. Let's go. UHCougars.com or 713-GO-COUGS. Caller number 3 at 9:25, getting 2 tickets.
Are you a fan of Christian McCaffrey's girlfriend?
I am. I didn't like her outfit.
You didn't like Dorothy?
No.
Why?
Because it looks like she did something to her face.
That's not her outfit.
You sure you didn't just see a bad picture? Maybe just a bad angle or something?
Oh, what? No, I didn't see.
What's
wrong
with
this
face?
That's not. That's
it's oh, Olivia
Christian
Culpa.
McCaffrey. I was thinking of Jared Goff's. Jared Goff had. Oh, I was thinking of Jared Goff's. No, she, Olivia Culpo. Yeah, she looks good. But Jared Goff's, he was dressed up, and his girlfriend is beautiful, a model. And she did something to her face, though. I hate that.
What do you mean something?
I think like some kind of
nose, she had lift? What are you talking about?
He's starting to sound like Trump.
No.
She did something to her face, so.
I hate that. I hate
when
that.
When they do the thing to their face.
Yeah.
You know.
And let's be respectful, not girlfriend, wife.
Wife, yeah.
That's his wife now?
You're still working off of the blonde girlfriend thing, aren't you? They've been married, I think, 3 years?
No, they got married this year.
Okay.
According to the internet.
Well, all I know
Hold
is...
on. When did Goff get his deal? Did he get it this offseason?
You're saying she... waited for third contract before she would marry him? Is that what you're saying? When did he get his deal?
All I did was ask a question.
Wow.
She was non-committal when he first got to Detroit. She's like, I can't believe this. I'm in Detroit, and this guy is just a throw-in, basically. They're just waiting for him to throw into the Wolves, and he'll probably be a Colt next after Matt Ryan. And
well,
he was headed on the Colt track.
How long was she with them?
Every quarterback?
Because she is from Valencia, California. Maybe they met in California at some point because he went to Cal. I don't know how long they've been together.
Oh, they got married, by the way.
I just said that. Colpo got married? But you should. It begs the question, timing. He gets his big deal. Let's lock
you
in.
You think she's a gold digger.
I didn't say that.
Just called her.
I didn't say that. Alex said timing.
She's a famous model.
How famous?
Sports Illustrated famous.
Oh, Sports Illustrated ain't nothing anymore.
Here, can I show John some of the swimsuit models recently?
Oh, no. He doesn't want to see it.
Would you like me to show you the new fame?
What does Sports Illustrated mean in today's day and age?
No, I don't want to see that.
Okay.
But
oh, they met on one of those famous celebrity dating apps, Raya, where you have to qualify.
She's fabulous.
She's a Sports Illustrated model and philanthropist. That's how she's described.
She just costs money away?
Stop. She raises other people's money.
Well, to be fair, he proposed in 2022, and they didn't get married to 2024. Do you think she's like, hey, let's wait until the Detroit commits, and then I'll commit to you?
But
it's not a bad strategy.
You know, am I going to get stuck?
You're a bad person.
No, I'm not.
Does she want to live in Detroit? Maybe she didn't. Maybe she was hoping.
Why would you want to live in Detroit?
Well, now she's like, well, I guess we're here, but the contract looks good. We've built a pretty good offensive line. I like the fact that we have two running backs now and Gibbs and Montgomery that offer, you know, they're kind of complimentary. Love the fact that Aiden Hutchinson has become such a great player. She may have looked at roster composition and contract and said, this is something that I can settle down with.
So Jared Goff got his new deal May 13th. They were married in June. Now, a wedding takes longer than a month to plan, particularly for people with money. So I'm not going to lay that at her feet.
Yeah.
But
well, you're a bad person.
I do think it's funny to say.
But
I don't believe it. I don't believe it, but I think it's funny.
I think she knew he was getting the deal. She took a flyer. Right?
I'm sure the contract negotiations started months ahead, but they had been married since 2022.
Yeah, but he came home and said, oh, we're talking about, you know, $40 million a year. She was like, okay, we can get married.
By the way, you know that Christian
McCaffrey's... Oh, so I'm the bad person. Okay.
What is Christian McCaffrey's wife famous for?
For Olivia being...
Culpo.
She's from...
No, you don't say anything because you know everything.
Okay.
You know all kind of random stuff. Because you just search... I don't know how you know all this.
She was in some show.
Olivia Culpo. What would that show be called? Miss Universe, where she won it?
She's Miss Universe?
She won Miss Universe in 2012.
Man, it's good to be Christian McCaffrey.
In 2012, when she was 20 years old.
Oh, really?
She won Miss Universe. She won Miss Rhode Island, then Miss USA, and then she won Miss Universe.
Well, that was in the show. It's a show called Miss Universe. That's right.
It was on TV.
It was on TV, so it's a show. But people are none too pleased, especially fantasy owners, are none too pleased with Christian McCaffrey, seeing him as the Tin Man.
Well, because they're
like, oh, you can't be on the field, but you can be the Tin Man.
Yeah,
Like
it's better than dressing up as Achilles.
That's just people getting mad. We get mad at guys who are hurt, who make a lot of money.
Right.
Look at the way you act about Maven Coffey, Lance McCullough.
Yeah, you do.
You're praying on the downfall of Maven Coffey.
I'm not praying. People get so mad. I just ain't buying any.
People get so mad when a player is hurt but makes a bunch of money. Like, really, it gets angry if you feel like they're just stealing and they're not trying to come back.
But you don't know that they're not trying to come back just because they're doing other things in their lives.
What they're doing. Well, we don't want to know that you're doing other things.
You just think it should be gym, home, rest. That's all you want from them?
Yeah. Okay. Just keep on trying to get back. What if Christian McCaffrey was picked number one overall in a lot of leagues?
Yeah. I understand.
You pick Christian McCaffrey and he's a Tin Man?
Absolutely.
And he's a Tin Man?
Do you think he's throwing it in the face of everyone?
Well, he was just putting it on Instagram.
You think he picked the Tin Man costume?
Oh, look at me. I've got Miss Universe. I've got a new contract, and I'm dressing up like a kid to go get some candy.
Not that. Do you think he purposely wore the Tin Man costume to make fun of people and to throw it back in their face
because
he's not healthy?
That's the thing we'll never know.
I'm sure he's been called that on Instagram or Twitter. I'm sure he's heard that from people, and he said, you know what? Okay, you think it's funny? We'll play. I'll play. I'll put it on. See how funny it is when you're getting kicked, when your ass is getting kicked in fantasy, and I'll wear this costume with my Miss Universe wife.
No, and I got a Miss Universe wife on top of it. I'm getting all this money, didn't have to play it down. What? And I'm the Tin Man.
Well, and then Tom Brady's...
Eat that.
Tom Brady's supermodel wife goes ex-wife. And has a baby with a jiu-jitsu instructor.
And that's not allowed?
No, it's allowed, but somebody made a joke about the half-siblings are going to say, hey, his dad is Tom Brady, and mine coaches jiu-jitsu. That's not fair.
Yeah, but who's going
to be able to... Somebody made that joke on the internet and on Twitter, and it gets really...
But who's going to be able to kick whose ass?
The White Knights came in out of nowhere, riding on horses.
But...
To defend the honor.
No, just like you from a couple weeks ago. Giselle. Just like you from a couple weeks ago. You were a White Knight. But my dad can kick your dad's ass. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Your dad may have more rings, but if this fight goes to the ground, your dad's going to get choked.
Yeah. Rings and
in
money.
A variety
of ways. How about that?
But you can have Giselle.
Yeah, you're not a fan. We know. But she's got money, though.
Not a fan.
Not a fan of Giselle.
Yeah, he stood on that for a long time.
No,
it's just not.
He's a big Bridget Moynihan fan.
I thought Moynihan was the choice there.
She's still on Blue Bloods too, I think.
Hey, listen, I elected Moynihan.
You voted for her?
Yeah.
Not my supermodel.
That's who I voted for. Not Giselle. All right, we got to break it. 713-780-3776. You need to talk about your man, John Daspit.
John Daspit, personal injury lawyer. I want to talk about the other lawyers who work for him. 60-plus lawyers working here for John in this state. And the reason it's important, that number, is because it means that there's a good lawyer-to-client ratio. There's a lot of places where they will just sign up as many clients as possible. The only thing they want to do is use you as a number. They'll get a settlement. Okay, this will be a $60,000 settlement. Boom. Out the door. Let's go quickly. They work sometime in cahoots with the other lawyers, with the insurance companies. Who wants that? I mean, you want somebody who's working for you. And that's why John Daspit hires, and he's hiring lawyers right now. If you are a lawyer who wants to get into personal injury law with John Daspit, man, give him a shout and see if maybe you can work for him. I will warn you, get ready to work. Get ready to work sometime on the weekends. I mean, they're putting in work for their clients because they know for you, this is your life. And so for them, they make it their life that they are going to represent you in the best way possible with the best settlements they can possibly get for you. And they understand that it wasn't your fault when you got injured. So they want to make sure that nothing comes out of your pocket and that you are properly compensated for your pain and suffering. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They are big, but never too big for you. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, our last segment before the game, guys. We got two games tonight. We got Rockets and Mavs, and we got Texans and Jets. We've been talking about it all morning. Give me your prediction on first Rockets Mavs.
Rockets Mavs. Rockets 118, Mavs 114.
118, right. 114.
I said it and I meant it and I will represent it. 118 to 114. Rockets get their big games from Alperen Şengün and a red-hot Fred VanVleet.
Red-hot?
6-3 for the red-hot Fred VanVleet.
Oh, in this game, he'll be red-hot.
That's right.
Okay.
28-13 for Alpi with four assists.
How much is Alpi averaging this year?
118-114.
That's right.
The Rockets have been playing pretty good defense.
They're giving up about that number each game, believe it or not.
118?
No, 114? No, no. I gave it 114. Yeah, they've probably been a little below that.
110. They gave it 110, 108, 109, and 101. We're not even close to 114.
Okay, so they gave up about 109.
So you're king.
No, they've given up about 106.
You think they're holding the Mavericks in Dallas to 106?
Well, they're playing better defense. I mean,
I think my number is better, 114.
114.
How much is Dallas scoring per game?
Dallas
So far, Dallas this basketball season, Dallas in 2024,
basketball playing Mavericks.
The Mavericks, who play basketball
in the city of Dallas,
in the city of Dallas, and especially at home. I mean, it's just not loading for some reason.
I'll look this up. We go to NBA standings, and then you look at points per game. It's right in the same standings. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The Dallas Mavericks are averaging 113 per game. That's their average.
Actually,
through four games.
Lower than I would have thought. All right, so I got them scoring 114. About where they have. I mean, they must have got hot, got the extra point. The
Rockets are giving up 107.
Okay, it's over. Thank you.
Is you said Alpi 28 and what?
28 and 13.
So Alpi currently is a 15 and 12 guy.
Yeah, he is not. After that first game, it has really been a disappointing run for Alpi. That's why I think he's due for a big game today. And the tempo is going to be – we'll wait
slower,
to see what the tempo looks
feels
like.
That feels like two teams who don't want to get up and down.
No, but this is what I don't understand. You got young, long, athletic, explosive guys on that team. If I'm the Rockets, your fast break points have been down. You need to get more fast break points because sometimes your execution in half court is still erratic. And I don't think it's – when you're facing off against Luka and Kyrie – they're going to be able to execute in a half court. I don't think you want to get into a – I think you want to make it a little bit more disruptive, a little bit – the pacing a little more erratic and sporadic for both teams. I think that would benefit the Rockets. You've got a bunch of guys who are disruptors for the Rockets, but you've got to go get some easy baskets, whether it's off of offensive rebounds or in transition. They've got to get some easy baskets to win there.
So – the Mavs gave up 109 to San Antonio, 114 to Phoenix, their only loss, 102 to Utah, and 114 to Minnesota. I don't know. I don't love the Rockets in this situation. What are they catching? How many points?
I don't know. Uh-huh. My guess would probably be about 5.5 would be my guess. Does that sound about right to you?
It could be. It could be right
maybe
in that.
Maybe 6. I would think people might like the Rockets in that. I mean, it's not a back to back, but the Rockets are on a road trip. They've played 3 straight on the road. I'll look it up for you here. Rockets. My guess is probably 6. Let's see. Rockets are 6. They are 6. So 5.5.
I don't know if I like the Rockets, but I like the Rockets plus 6. I like the Rockets plus 6. I like them to keep it close. They got to get out of this lull thing. They got to stop it. They can't go 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes where they just get the other team just and the Rockets go into these swoons, and they've got to stop that. They can't have that if they're going to win games against good basketball teams. This is the best basketball team that they'll face this year so far, and one of the favorites in the Western Conference. So. This is a nice little test.
Well, today is great matchups. You've got a game against the Jets, and even though the Jets have a loaded roster, they have a talented roster. They're only 2-6, but it's still a really good game for you because it shows ability to win with something other than your passing game, because more than likely that's going to have to happen. Or if CJ does have a big game, what does that say about CJ Stroud? If CJ Stroud throws 2 touchdowns, you kick 2 field goals, you get to 20, because 20 could potentially win. 2 touchdowns, 2 field goals might be able to win that game if you get to 20 points. But if CJ's able to handle himself and keep the passing game afloat with the lack of receivers, oh, man, that'd be great for – that means the offensive line played well. Bobby Slowick was in his bag, and CJ Stroud had a really strong game. So we'll see if they can do that. And, of course, the real problem is that – if I'm the Jets, I'm like, nah, we don't think C.J. Stroud can beat us with what he's got right now. So what does that mean? Well, it means they're going to focus on stopping Joe Mixon. So if you can run it, even though they don't want you to run it, this is a great opportunity. It is a game that I think they could have a hard time winning, but it's also a great opportunity for the Texans to win through adversity and show you, hey, we're for real. We can win with our defense. We can run the ball no matter who we're playing, and even if we're shorthanded in the pass and become kind of one-dimensional, which I don't think Slowick's going to allow them to be one-dimensional. You can't. It runs against the nature of the Shanahan tree. You are never supposed to be one-dimensional. That's why it's so important for those teams to start the running game, get the running game going, because everything's predicated on keeping you on your toes.
Well, you got to keep CJ on his feet, first of all. And if you're going to establish the running game, if they shut down the running game, you're going to have to throw, and then it opens it up for Quinnen Williams and Hassan Reddick to come and destroy him. Because Quinnen Williams is going to, if I'm them, I'm putting him on Kenyon Green, all right, right over, right on top of Kenyon Green all day. Will Kenyon Green get benched at any point in this game?
No.
No? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say
who's
Kenyon.
Who's coming in for him?
Kendrick. Kendrick, they made a decision. Actually, it was between him and Ken. There was a decision made this week whether it would be Kendrick or Kenyon, and they decided to go with Kenyon again. But I don't. In this matchup, you think he's going to get better? He's the worst pass blocker in the league.
I got a feeling he corrected something in one of these practices. Like, ah, my hand should be
practice?
Here. Should be here.
They don't practice during a short week. It's a walkthrough.
But my guess is that maybe in the hall or something.
In the hall?
One of the, like, Laramie Tunsil goes, hey, I was watching tape. You got your
hand. Oh, wait, first of all, Laramie Tunsil watching tape of Kenyon Green.
Listen, I was up here late watching tape, and one of the things I noticed is your hands were here. But if you put them here, everything's going to be fine. Like, oh, my God, this is why you're a great teammate.
Every Tunsil
so
would say that's not his job. In fact, it's not his job. That's Chris Strasser's job.
Not unless you pay me more, then I'll tell you stuff.
Are you paying me O-line coach money on top of my salary?
Yeah.
If you're not, then no. That's not my
job. That's 100% what he would say. I'm sorry, you paying me to fix Kenyon Green? Well, you're just his teammate, and you play right next to him. Don't you want to get better and
I believe
win?
It says...
I want to win, but
I believe
are
on
you
the roster,
me to coach?
On the official page, it says OL next to my name. It
OL
doesn't,
coach?
It doesn't say OL
what,
coach.
You guys convert some of my contract into a signing bonus, and I'll tell them what to do. Well, come on, Laramie. We've given you everything. Bill O'Brien, you did things to Bill O'Brien that could have gotten you arrested.
What?
Like, you can't, like, can't you just tell him? Can't you just help him a little bit? I'm, like I said, convert that
Laramie
salary.
Tunsil would say, you didn't give me everything because you didn't give me O-line coach salary.
So you guys got the Texans winning tonight?
I don't feel great about that.
Says you.
I just said it. You're right. Says me. I just said it. In fact, I think the Jets... dysfunction gives the Texans a real shot to win. But on its face, it's like you're probably not the more talented team as it stands now because of your injuries. Short week, on the road, circle the wagons by the Jets. All the intangibles favor the Jets, except they're a disaster. So the Texans...
Other than that...
the Texans probably will win because the Jets are a disaster.
Other than the Jets being a total disaster.
Yeah. Everything goes in their favor other than that.
I just hate this. I don't like it. 2-6 team.
Who believes they should be in contention.
6-2.
Yeah.
Right.
And may just decide, we're not going to get embarrassed on Thursday night. Everyone's watching.
All right. I got, I don't know. I don't like this situation, if you want to know the truth. I just don't like it. But we're going to go to Knick's Place, and we're going to watch it. Okay? So let's get to Knick's Place, get our Coors Lights on, and let's watch the game tonight. You don't want to be home.
I'm going 2016 Jets.
2016 Jets?
Yeah.
You like the under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what this overaction looks like for me. I mean, the Texans don't have weapons at wide receiver, and now they're more one-dimensional, and the Jets can focus on stopping a run. I'm not sure. And then on the Jets side...
they don't score.
No. I mean, the Aaron Rodgers doesn't play well. On paper, they look dangerous, but where's this on paper? Like, what? They don't execute. And the Texans are going to give them some problems. The Texans rush is going to give Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is not escape and beat you with his leg guy. He may escape initial pressure, but he just scrambles out of the pocket and tends to throw the ball away. So I think we need to stop worrying about what everyone else is going to do to the Texans and say, what are the Jets going to do about Hunter and Anderson? I don't think they have the offensive line ready to handle Hunter and Anderson.
No.
And the greatness of this, Folufo Tukasi.
Let's just hope it's a really low-scoring game. How about 10-7 Texans? I'll take it.
Oh, I'll take that.
I wouldn't mind it.
I'll take that right now.
10-7 Texans, you keep CJ relatively clean because the last time he
was in that. I don't think he'll be clean if it's 10-7.
I can promise you.
I know. I was trying to get there. Probably not. But
if they win, I'm not coming in here with negativity on Friday.
If they win, I'm obviously not. But
yes, you will.
Yeah, you'll find something to be negative about. What are we talking about? But I'm going to need CJ to...
You'll start on Tank right away.
Make it out of the game because he didn't make it out of the game last time.
I say
10-7 is going to make it out of the
game. Right now, me or Tank?
Tank.
Tank's got
he's
one.
He's against zone.
He's the number one wide receiver. He's making more catches.
Yeah.
And you're not getting any.
Yeah.
I just want Tank to get catches again.
He'll have to tomorrow.
He's
doing tonight.
Fantasy owners. Do you not care about fantasy owners?
I think people eliminated Tank from their teams a long time ago.
So a 10-7 win. CJ, not clean, but makes it out of the game because that didn't happen last time. That's all. That's my bar.
That's
he gets out of the game. They win however they win.
Yeah. Just got to keep him healthy. Last time he didn't. You're right. We can't do that again. Can't do that again. All right. We are we're not done. We are almost done because we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm not done because I want to talk about Doc Linville. I want to talk about the wonderfulness that is Doc Linville. And if you're looking for a great way to get that hair, but not only that hair, okay, you want to take care of your face, you want to take care of your eyes, you want to take care of your skin, you want to take care of your abs, you want to look thinner, you want to feel better, do you want better abs? Yes. Do you want to cut fat? Yes. And Doc Linville has procedures for you. All right. If you're looking for the best way, it's not just hair, but it's a lot of stuff for you. And if you don't like your eyes, you don't like the bags under your eyes, he's got a solution. You don't like your skin, okay? Maybe you're getting some jowls there. You want to take care of that. You don't like your hair, of course. He's got the neo-grafting. He's got the PRP as well. You don't like your belly, okay? You got too much of a belly? Well, he's got a solution for that as well. He's got the solution for you, guys, to look better, to feel better about yourself, especially after you're out there in that singles game and you're looking for a way to look better. Here's one way. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about News of the Weird. Here's something weird, Lance. And maybe Lance can relate to this. Gen Alpha kids keep tripping and falling over their own Crocs, so schools are banning the shoes over safety concerns.
Snacks had Crocs. Oh, no. The Croc. Now, I mean, if you're wearing Crocs and not slides, you're way behind, but... That's fine.
So I should have invested in Crocs a long time ago.
Yeah,
and
a little less.
The
now.
Kids love the Crocs now.
Yeah, but they're falling off a little bit. But yeah, like 61-year-old men who are mowing their lawn, and like Sebastian.
Yeah,
they love Crocs.
So in between there, you would have
like
lost
Air
a lot
Force,
of money.
What are the Air Force the clunky Nikes? They used to be a joke. They're dad shoes, but then they made a comeback.
The Monarchs. Air Monarchs.
Air Monarchs. And then somehow this clunky shoe design has come back where girls like to
I think
wear
Converse All-Stars have made a big comeback, too.
Have they?
Yeah.
Converse All-Stars?
Converse yeah? All-Stars.
Depending on who you are, they've always been a thing, like just as a style
just
preference.
Yeah, right. But I think, like kids now.
Are kids
like,
wearing them? Yeah, I think.
Yeah. An Arizona man stored his deceased father in a freezer for years so they could keep their home. I don't find this as offensive.
I'll be honest. I don't have a problem with this.
I don't either.
What's the problem? Is it his own dad? His own family member,
yeah.
Right?
Well,
so it's his own family member.
He could keep him in the freezer.
I mean, if no one's it's not my business.
No. You want to keep your dad in the freezer? You're gross, but okay.
Yeah, it's
I mean, a lot of people are hoarders.
Now, as long as he didn't murder...
Pizza boxes. Would you rather keep a dead body or pizza boxes for 30 years?
Probably pizza boxes, but still.
Well, that's you. I mean...
Okay. I don't love that you have a dead body in your freezer, but I also don't think it's my business.
Unless you kill him. A dog makes over $1,000 a month dressing up like a human. Why don't you dress your dog like a human and have your dog make you money?
I love that idea.
Look at, he's dressing up. He's got a hat on. He's sitting
How
on.
How big is that dog?
That's a big dog. It's a big ass dog. He's riding a motorcycle. He's sitting in a chair. That's a good dog. Good dog making us money. I love that.
Can you imagine a dog who makes you money?
French bulldog died on an Alaskan airline flight after being moved from first class to coach. I mean,
the dog had a certain lifestyle.
I guess the dog's like,
they already breathe like this. As soon as they take him away from first class.
He was deemed healthy for travel, but the dog became anxious and started to breathe quickly when he was asked to move to coach.
I've seen videos like that for Karens who do the same thing.
Yeah. I don't think I did. New Yorkers can use sick days to take care of their pets under a proposed amendment. Do you want to get sick days, free days of work, to take care of your dog?
Doesn't seem ideal.
Yeah.
In a working, in a society where we...
We should have, be more productive, probably.
I just think that one... It's one thing for pregnancies and having a baby and all that. Once we're worried about our dog is sick and we take... Do you think that'll be abused at all by people?
Maybe. Maybe, but I doubt it. We don't abuse anything. We don't. No.
No.
We don't try to use the system ever. No. Steven Seagal apparently was given a bunch of land in Russia.
Yes, he's kind of known as Mr. Russia.
Previously allocated for sick children.
Yeah, Steven Seagal's known as a guy who's a Russian, basically has turned into a Russian plant. He's like, he's all in on Putin. Like, he's bought and paid for now.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
Well, Have you seen him lately?
Yeah.
With his crazy black goatee? Yeah, no, he's basically Russian.
And he's got a Russian jacket on.
Well, yeah, he's totally Russian.
A doctor's license has been suspended after he was accused of performing sexual acts while the staff watched. Do you feel like he should be able to, I mean, and the staff should get a show or no?
No.
You don't think that this doctor should be able to have sex acts with his staff watching?
So was this a movie? Was this filmed? Was this the movie in a for a fetish group? Like,
well, he real? Well, he engaged in,
or is he a doctor?
He was engaging in sexual contact and relations with a patient. Okay,
a real patient. Yeah, or was she cast. Was it a casting couch?
He had a romantic relationship with a patient, and apparently, the video shows, among other things, Dr. Defeen performing a sexual act with a staff member while other staff members were present and watching. I don't know.
That's a weird doctor's office.
I don't know if I want to work there.
No.
I'm pretty sure I don't want to work there.
But what are we complaining about?
Having to watch the doctor.
There's seemingly consensual sex and people got a show?
Well, at a doctor's office?
I mean, the patients didn't get to see, right?
Who are you?
Did the patient see or did only the staff see?
Well, the staff had to watch.
They had to or did they want to watch?
Should I start putting names of people who work here in and seeing if you're okay with it? If we start plugging in names of people together and...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, should I?
Look who's not so brave.
Yeah.
Go ahead, do it.
I'm not going to.
Put the names in.
Put the names of the list you want to see people having sex in this
100%
office.
100% HRP will
go ahead. Go ahead and do it.
No, I'm not falling into the own trap I set myself. I set it for you, and then I accidentally, you turned it on me.
So you want
to
see.
No, I don't want to, and I don't want to. And I actually now
okay,
I don't
your top five people that
so,
you want to see having
so
sex in the office.
So you compiled a list of people you'd love to have see having sex in this office.
Okay, let's go.
Number
five.
Me.
Number four.
Me. And my wife.
Okay.
It was just you.
Romantic hotel.
And then, now it was just you at five, and now it's you and your wife at four.
Now
who's it going to be? You and who at three?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to see that. That's my whole point.
Oh,
is Dell said what's wrong with it? So I tried to turn it around, and he goes, "Yeah, let's talk about no,
no, okay,
don't
just
turn
wanna
this
see.
On me.
You're coming at the guy who has embraced that he has sex with old women. What are you going to do to me? Let's go.
Right." All right, we're done, and we got the game tonight, and we got Nick's place tonight. We want you to come on out. Let's see if Lance can't get there for the second half of the game, or thereabouts. But I'll be there from the beginning. First 12 Coors Light buckets are on me, so get there early and get there often. Let's go.
Be early, stay loud. No, be loud. What? Get there early, be loud.
Wear red.
Stay late.
Stay ready.
Wear red.
Well,
wear
blue, white, and
blue
red.
Blue and white and red.
Right. Red, white, and blue.
Or what black.
Colors are we doing? Are we doing
I don't know what colors they are.
We're not going to do ketchup today.
I don't know.
I thought we're going to do
I think they're going,
white shirt, blue pants.
I want to do white and white.
And they're going to go green on white.
I think they might go white and white. With the red helmets?
Ooh.
How sweet is that?
Thursday night?
How's that?
I don't know. That's already been announced.
The red helmets?
It's Halloween,
I hope
too.
So. That'd be totally sweet.
I think they've announced that already.
We'll see you at next place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. Come on, be there. I'm going to talk right now about Hogue, Matt Hogue. Matt, come on out, okay? Come on out and hang out with us. Reagan, come on. Get on over there. Oh, everybody, Robin, let's go. Let's come on out there to next place. I'll get your first bucket. Matt Hogue is he's mad. He's got mad backyard skills. That's what Matt Hogue does. Matt Hogue, for a living, makes people's backyards look awesome. That's what he does, okay? It's Hogue Landscape Services. It is something different, okay? Now, you've got so many different landscape services in this city, right? They come, they cut your yard, they might trim your bushes, make sure they edge, make sure they get rid of all of the leaves and everything else, right? Blow the leaves off and all that stuff. Well, Hogue Landscape Services is different. Hogue Landscape Services is an exterior designer. They'll put in the basketball court, the pickleball court, the putting green, the pool, the fireplace, the outdoor kitchen, the outdoor lounge area where you watch your TVs. I mean, this is big time stuff, people. This is, you want to make your backyard special? It's what Hogue Landscape Services is all about. Find out for yourself. Go see the website. It's incredible the work they do. Hogue LS, HogueLS, HogueLS.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.